The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hey, welcome, nonprofit community. We're so excited that you're here to join us on a beautiful day. I have a beautiful young lady in front of me. You're going to enjoy so much hearing from her vibrant.
Thank you so much.
Exciting. See, she's already ready to go. I want to thank Spirit of Giving Network, as always, for sponsoring us and being our right hand to the nonprofit world. Thank you, thank you. I'm Kara Zimmerman, and we're here with Keely McBee. She is the Marketing and Events Manager at Hands on Broward. Wonderful title. You fit it perfectly.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming, Keely. Hey, okay, so tell us, we know nothing about Hands on Broward. Hit it.
Well, first off, thank you guys so much for having us on, and thank you for Spirit of Giving for underwriting this show so that the community can learn about all of the nonprofits that we have here in the Broward County area. So at Hands on Broward, our little section, it's actually pretty cool because I get to work with a lot of those nonprofits. So we bring together people and socially responsible businesses who want to transform their local community, so right here in Broward, through meaningful, hands-on, get it, community revitalization projects. So some
of those, it's a mouthful.
Yeah, so some of those things can look like creating art in public spaces, some of those beautiful murals that are popping up, building sustainable gardens around the community so that people in less fortunate areas have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, outdoor classrooms, because what kid does not love getting to go out in this beautiful Florida sunshine and learn? And then also renovating community properties. So we want to take Broward and just lift it up to the potential that we know it can be.
Interesting.
Yep.
And when did this get started? How many years ago? Has it been a while? Did it just pop up? How did this idea get started?
I'm not going to offend anyone by saying it's been a while. But back in 1974.
Back in the day. Oh, yeah. When I was in high school.
See? So not that long ago.
Right. Thank you, Keely.
We were actually started as Volunteer Broward. And at the time, we were a clearinghouse for volunteers. So if nonprofits needed support, they would give us a call. There were no emails. They gave us a call on the old dial-up phone. And ask for support. So since then, we've pretty much evolved from a volunteer center to collective community organizers. So instead of, you know, us just giving out volunteers to nonprofits, which we still do to this day, we're also finding things in the community that are our projects that we can do to lift up the community. So it did start a little while ago, but we have totally evolved, and we are so excited to see where we'll be going in the next 40 years.
You know, it's nice to hear you speak as a young woman. You know, the vibrancy and excitement that you bring to Hands on Broward, because you're the next generation, the generation that's going to do just what you're saying, get excited about the community and really learning at a young age about giving back to the community and how.
Absolutely.
How do we put it on the on the map as Broward being electric, changing, involving community. And that's what your organization does.
Yeah, and it's funny that you brought up the next generation, because that is one of our major parts that we have as far as Hands on Broward. Myself, I started volunteering at a very young age, and my parents wanted to make sure I knew that, you know what, there's not just me in the world. I'm not
really
self-centered. that was back in...
Interesting concept.
Exactly. And how better to learn that than to see those in your community and the different lives they lead and the different paths that they have and how you can help enrich their lives. So one of the things that Hands on Broward does every summer is we have a summer service camp. So our next one is actually coming up pretty soon. It's right around the corner. It's July 16th, but there's still time to sign up. So July 16th through the 20th, it's a week long. It is from 9 to 6 every day, ages 13 to 17. So all of you teenagers out there, and that will give you 35 service hours. And I know that's really important for our teenagers here because they need to graduate high school. But even without the credit, They are getting to do hands-on things in their community. Every day we go to a different site. We get to talk with different people, learn about different people groups here in Broward County. So if you're a teen and you're interested in doing some service, and it not only looks great on a college application, but I promise you it will change your life. You will just have your eyes open to the community around you. Go ahead onto our website, handsonbroward.org, and you will find the Teen Summer Service Camp, and you can sign up there.
And the nice thing about that, it sounds like, is that they might be able to find something that interests them. You know, it's not like you offer one thing, but they can go online, right, and find maybe if they're interested in cars or, like you said, gardening or sewing or beading or reading or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
They can find that on your website?
Yep. So the way summer service camps work is we kind of give them a variety and we have the days picked out. But if you are unable to do summer service camp or you want to continue your service after camp, which I promise you, you will, we do. We have an online opportunity calendar. That thing is awesome. You go on, you make a profile. It's really quick. There's a 10-minute orientation. And then we have a variety of different service projects. Some go on every day, like feeding the homeless at the Jubilee Center. You can do every morning at 9 a.m. through through Hands-On Broward. And then we have other like monthly occurrences or weekly occurrences, like doing urban farming. Some of the other ones are, we have a project leader who was really interested in tech and donating computers. So he holds a once a month project where they collect old computers and they refurbish them. So that was a passion of his, and we just went with it to help out our community. So there is no shortage of opportunities wherever your interest lies. Any horse enthusiasts out there, we have some horse volunteer opportunities helping the community. So go on, look what's in there, and I promise you, if we can't find something and you give us a call, we will find the volunteer opportunity to plug you up with.
That's great, because, you know, a lot of times teenagers have a hard time finding, like you say, because they have so many hours that they have to provide to graduate. It's hard to find a place where a young person can volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the easiest thing.
Right. So we do have all different ages that can volunteer. Some of them do require you to have a parent there if you're under a certain age. But on our volunteer opportunity calendar, it will let you know all of that. But we really do try to keep it very kid friendly, because we know that a heart of service starts at a really young age. So much so, we even have a volunteer. It's called the Youth Impact Awards. And it is to recognize those young people in our community every year for the amazing contributions that they do.
So what is it, like a luncheon or how do you?
It is a dinner for them.
Oh, dinner.
You know, we really want to show them that we truly appreciate everything they do to give back. So we have a few different categories you can nominate. It's every May. So we just had our 2018 Youth Impact Awards. But next
I
year.
I like that word, Youth Impact. Who won? How did that work out?
So you get nominated online, or feel free to nominate yourself. And then we have a panel of judges who sit down and they look. And I can't tell you all the winners off the top of my head. Feel free to go onto our Facebook page. We have all of our winners listed there. But we did have a very notable group, and that was the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas March for Our Lives up here in Parkland. They won the Team Impact Award this year, and very deservingly. So they have shown us that young people really can change the world with their words and their actions. So we want to recognize them.
Good plan. They really have stepped up. Amazing leadership in that group, what they've done in a short amount of time for, you know, extremely unfortunate situation.
Yeah. And it's really cool. Hands-On Broward has been able to do what's called the Parkland Heart Project. And I'm not sure if those of us in our community have heard about it yet, but right after the tragedy, we wanted a way for people not only here in Broward or Florida, but the entire country, to be able to express their thoughts and their feelings to those here in Parkland. So we have an online template where they can print out hearts, write their messages, and then send them to Hands-On Broward. So we've gotten hearts from Washington State. We've gotten them from Maine, California, Texas, with words of encouragement and support. Some write poems. Some little kids, you know, scribble on there, feel better. You know, they just want to write their words out. So that is going on. Feel free to send in. We want to get as many hearts together, because we're going to be doing a mural with 17 panels dedicated to the 17 victims of the shooting. That's going to be an art project that we put together and we're going to release on the 1 year anniversary. And along with that, I want you guys to stay tuned because we have thought and come together as a community and an organization that around some of the hardest and darkest days that we have, we want to bring good into the world and we want to do service. So we are working with the victims' families and we're going to have 17 unique service projects for each of the victims with causes that were close to their heart. So those opportunities are going to be listed as we continue to figure out what exactly we can do to really honor and memorialize them around the 1 year anniversary of the shooting. But we want the community to be involved. We want everyone to come out as a time of healing, of doing good in their community and showing that, you know, good will prevail.
So will that be on your website? As you said, as it evolves?
Yes. So there is the hearts are up there already. If you feel led to send a word of encouragement, we're, like I said, all these hearts will be added on to a plaque that we're going to be putting. I mean, it's a huge mural. We have one done already. Please send those in. That's already on the website. But you will learn more about each service project and how you can get involved as soon as we get them kind of finished out. And that will be on our website as well, hands-on-broward.org.
You really, look at that. I was speechless for a moment. You really get it. You really are understanding the strength in a community coming together.
Absolutely.
What would you say, Keely? I'm just listening to you and watching you, and you're so beautiful, enthusiastic. What would you tell a young person that's, let's say, going into college and not sure where they want to go in life, and you found this calling? What would you say to that young person, or maybe a young volunteer that is kind of touched you as far as getting involved in the community? What area would you suggest that they go into? Like, how did you get involved? In other words, how did you get to this point in becoming a marketing person for a nonprofit?
Yeah.
Do you find that rewarding? Like,
absolutely.
A good decision that you made of all the jobs you could have and what you could be doing?
Yeah. So one thing I would encourage every young person to think about, you know, life is, I remember being 18, not that long ago.
No.
Feels like it, but it really
wasn't.
I don't
remember.
You know, you're going to be looking at your life and what you want to do and all of these things are being thrown at you and what's your major and where do you want to live and go to college. And, you're pretty much being asked to plan out your life at 18. So always remember that making a difference, big or small, is the biggest thing that you are going to be able to have satisfaction in what you do. That is exactly why I'm working in a nonprofit. I've always worked for either a nonprofit or sports teams and their community caring, and that's because I loved watching players take their passion and be able to go out in the community and help out in those fields and those areas. But then when I switched over to the nonprofit side, I get to come home every day and realize that I made a difference here in Broward, which is my home. And what better thing than to look around and go, wow, you know, I might not be here in 100 years, but maybe that outdoor classroom that we're doing, which is called Streamscapes, and that's a Broward initiative. That's where kids at McNichol Middle School are going to be able to go outside and learn STREAM, which is it's going to be an outdoor classroom full of science, reflection, art, technology. And so maybe we get to encourage the next NASA scientist. Maybe we get to encourage the next child who didn't realize they had a passion for science, but then got outside and got hands-on with it, got to see how plants grow or how the sun affects, you know, plants in their life. And so they get to go on and be a botanist. So that's what I want to leave behind, is just this mark on my community where someone else is going to grow and go from this. So as you guys are going and picking out your majors, always remember that, you know, there's going to be times in your life when you have a lot of money, and there's going to be times in your life when you don't have a lot of money. And that's when being a donor financially is amazing. Help out. If you have money, donate to any nonprofit that speaks to you. But if you don't have money, you have, you know, two hands, you have a heart, go out there, help do service projects, help those in your community, whether it's in an organized fashion through Hands on Broward, or paying for the person behind you, paying for their coffee.
I love that. That actually happened to me one time in line.
Did it?
Yes.
I've always been waiting for that to happen to me.
I go up to pay, and the woman, the barista or the cashier there said, that person just took care of it. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I love doing that.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It's so small, but it's so much fun to see their face.
Yes, absolutely.
That was really cool.
I've never had it happen to me, but I fully believe, you know, there's been a few times in life where, oh, look, you got a little bit of extra money. They just kind of came out of somewhere and it just happened. And I fully believe in those moments that we're supposed to give back. And oh, yeah, one of my favorites is paying for it. I'm a Dunkin' Donuts kind of girl.
I was going to say that. Yes.
So I pay for my Dunkin' Donuts, the order behind me. Absolutely. So hopefully they're not a football team who just ordered. But I do love doing that. You know, just getting to give back and see, you're absolutely right, seeing that expression on their face. And when you guys come out and you volunteer at whatever project speaks to you, you are going to see the faces of those you're impacting, and that's going to make your entire week. You know, what better feeling to get than to see someone who you've just helped? They might not even know it. You might know it. They might know it. Either way,
doesn't matter.
In your heart, you're like, wow, I did my good deed for the day. This is awesome.
Yeah. And so does Hands-On Broward. Every day, it sounds like they do a good deed.
Oh, absolutely.
Bringing joy and enlightenment and opportunity.
On both, you know, I try to look at it both ends of the spectrum. I don't think that our nonprofits are the only ones who benefit. I actually think sometimes our volunteers benefit more from going and doing these projects. I mean, you're making, first off, I want to say to everyone out there who just moved here, welcome to the Broward area. But I am a transplant myself. And what better way to make friends and meet people than to find a common interest, you know, and go volunteer together. So if you are new to the area, I really encourage you to check out our opportunity calendar. Come make friends, meet people. You're going to get dirty. You're probably going to get paint on you. If you see me at a project, I'm the one covered in probably like orange paint. So come up and say hi.
Hi, Keely in orange paint.
Yeah. So come say hi. And that's going to be the best way to meet people.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Keely McBee at Hands-On Broward.
Hearing loss is a growing health issue among young adults and older Americans, with the condition today affecting more than 48 million people nationwide. Now is the time to preserve your hearing. That means limiting exposure to loud noises, using ear protection when attending sports events or music concerts, and following the 60-60 rule, which means limiting the use of earbud headphones to 60 minutes at a time and at 60% of the device's maximum volume. Talk to a hearing healthcare provider or your physician and schedule a hearing test. It's also important to discuss hearing loss with your family and seek treatment. Common signs include turning up the volume on the TV or radio to the level that others find too loud, having trouble hearing people on the phone, or difficulty with following conversations in noisy environments. Hearing loss can affect your ability to stay connected to friends and family, contributing to social isolation, lower earnings, depression, dementia, and higher risk of falls. For more information about hearing loss and other ways to improve your health as you age, go to www.hearingloss.org. This has been a public service message from the Hearing Loss Association of America, High Health Innovations, and the station.
Hey, welcome back, nonprofit community. I'm Kara Zimmerman, and I have the pleasure and honor of sitting here with a wonderful, enthusiastic, beautiful young lady, Keely McBee, from Hands-On Broward, our marketing and events manager. And we were talking about summer and opportunities for the young people to volunteer. And let's talk more about some of the other programs that you offer as well in the community.
Yeah, first off, Kara, you guys are like my favorite show to come on now.
All right. You can come anytime.
Oh, man, guys, these people are too sweet, let me tell you. So we did talk a lot about those in the community who want to get involved. But let's say you work for a nonprofit out there. First off, I completely commend you. You guys are doing whatever nonprofit you work for, man, you guys are doing a great, great job. But you're saying, oh man, we have this event coming up, or we have an ongoing need. How do I get those volunteers that Hands-On Broward has? So I'm sure you're all sitting on the edge of your seat and wondering how to do that. But Hands-On Broward has something called Hands-On Connect as one of our pillars. It's one of our main founding pillars that we have. And Hands-On Connect helps build the capacity of its partner nonprofits to provide services by connecting nonprofits to a network of our volunteers through our flexible volunteering calendar. So through the calendar, volunteers can find your opportunities that meet your diverse needs and your schedules. So how do you get on that calendar? So we have an agency manager. Her name is Melissa. She is super duper awesome. She has been with Hands On Broward since before she was employed. She was a volunteer with us and came on as part of the family. So you give her a call and you say, hey, Melissa, I have an event. I have an ongoing need. And she's going to go out there. We really like to be, once again, hands-on with all of our initiatives. So she likes to be hands-on. She likes to get to meet you, get to know you, get to really see what your needs are. So give Melissa a call. If you have any volunteer opportunities, even if it's just one person. For example, we had an agency who needed a sign language interpreter not too long ago. Just one for 2 hours. And they called us and said, okay, you guys are magic workers. How do I get just one, you know, volunteer to do sign language interpreting for us? So even if that's your case, give us a call, or on the daily you need somebody to come in and volunteer. As long as you are a 501c3 nonprofit, most of the time we are going to be able to work with you.
How do you recruit those volunteers? Like for example, with the sign language, and then once you recruit them, do they have to go through any training with you first before you send them out to the nonprofit? Do they have to do any background check or anything like that before you go ahead and say, okay, we found the group or the person that you need for the request?
That is a great question. So as far as if you're ready to sign up and be a volunteer, like I said, there's an online portal. You go up, you make your profile. So this is good for a few reasons. Not only can the nonprofit see who is coming to help them volunteer, but if you are trying to get community service hours for high school, we also have court-appointed service hours. But if there's people who are trying to just add something to their resume or their college application, we have an official tracking log so that we can verify that you did those service hours. So make sure to do an online profile. That's one of the huge benefits of going through us, because all those hours add up. Instead of having 3 hours from this organization and 2 hours from this one, we can make a combined letter saying how many hours you volunteered with Hands On Broward. So go on and sign up through that. There is a 10-minute online orientation. It's really easy to do, just so you get the gist of what's going on and what's expected of you as a volunteer. We do really pride ourselves that our volunteers show up. If we say that we're going to have 30 people there, we want to have 30 people there. We're really, you know, committed to our word and what we're doing. So we want to make sure that our volunteers are just as committed to our causes as we are. So make sure that when you do sign up for an opportunity, you're really ready to be there and commit. We do understand things happen. It's life. Happens to me all the time. Yeah. But we want to make sure you're committed. And if you really find yourself volunteering a lot and loving it, which I promise you, you will, we have this opportunity called Project Leaders. So Project Leaders, let's say we're having a gardening experience going on, and a project leader is super into gardening, and I hope you are, because I need help with my plants. So come and see me first, and then we're going to send you to the gardening opportunity that we have. And Project Leaders are there to welcome volunteers, to help sign them in, to lead the project. So if you want to take on more of that leadership role, we are always looking for Project Leaders. And man, we have fun. Project Leaders, we try to get together. We just did a happy hour event not too long ago, had some appetizers down at One Door East. So thank you guys for doing that for us. And we loved getting together with our project leaders and just laugh and have a great time together. We're a real fun group. I mean, how can you not have fun volunteering and getting stuff done? So if you're interested in that and you're really into volunteerism, I really encourage you to be a project leader. But if you're just thinking about it, wanting to learn a little bit more about Hands On Broward, kind of dip your toe in the water, we do have a Facebook page. And our Facebook is just Hands On Broward, as well as our Instagram, Hands On Broward. Check us out. We always have, like, those limited opportunity volunteer. We don't post everything on our social media, but the sign language interpreter. We also had an agency who was looking for a piano teacher for a homeless shelter for their kids that live there to teach them piano. What a cool experience, right? So those things are posted on our social media. So you definitely want to follow us. You'll also get funny interviews with the staff, which are always good. You know, about a month ago, we had our Throwback Thursday, and we're going to be having another one here soon. So you definitely want to be on there so that you can see all those funny things going on and get to know Hands On Broward a little bit better.
I couldn't have said that better myself. Hey, well, how many staff members are there altogether of this Throwback Thursday. How many staff are on Hands-On Broward? I know you're there, but how many others?
Oh, it's just me. Okay. The whole thing. Okay. No, I'm just joking.
I knew that.
No, it is. I am just kidding. We have a whole team that we could not do it without. Of course, those in the nonprofit world know we all wear a bunch of hats.
Seriously.
But we have about 12 people on our staff. Come in, say hi, hang out with us anytime. We love when people come in. We also need, office volunteers. So if you want to come in, help us with some mailing, with some phone calls. Like I said, we really try to stay connected. So we like to make phone calls and just check up, see how our volunteers' experiences were. If there's anything we can do to improve. And we always need volunteers to help us with that. So there's about 12 of us on staff. And we're always laughing and we're always having a good time.
I think you said it, well, you've said so much perfectly, but isn't that the truth about nonprofits? You're just always putting on different hats, and I think that's the beauty of a nonprofit, really, is that nobody has one single job. You all step in. If it's a good crew, you all step in and help each other and get the word out, because even if you've been in the community countless years, that is an ongoing issue, is just getting the word out and how to access the information about Hands-On Broward or whatever nonprofit it is. But if you could let us know just quickly again the phone number and website, we'll be glad to give you a call.
Absolutely. So our website is handsonbroward.org. You can find the online calendar there. And then our phone number is 954-233-1300.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Keely McBee.
Thank you, guys.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.